The Canadian Human Rights Commission, CHRC, recently created controversy with a discussion paper referring to Christmas as religious intolerance. The CHRC then posted a statement saying it had been misinterpreted, and that Christmas is not racist. Christmas always seems to be under attack, and as a child of immigrants, I cannot understand why. The column below was first published in 2016. In 1974, my sisters returned from school in tears after a Christmas break, telling my parents that a chubby man in a red suit came down chimneys with gifts for children who had been good. He never visited us. The next morning, we found new coloring books and crayons in the fireplace. We had no heat, no furniture and little food, but there it was, Christmas in our fireplace. Though my maternal grandfather settled in Canada from India in 1930, my parents arrived in the mid-1960s and started a family. They had $7 and little education when they landed in Vancouver, but they made a priority of becoming employable by learning to speak, read and write English. They befriended neighbors through conversations in broken English, creating bonds that have lasted until today. My mom encouraged neighbors to take advantage of her open door, open kitchen policy. Few could resist. My parents hadn't just immigrated, they integrated. They continued valuing, celebrating and instilling in us Indian traditions, and adopted some of the customs of the community to which they now proudly belonged. As a family, we learned the value of diversity and developed a group of friends and a way of life that reflected it. 3 decades later, I found myself on the defensive after my employer, a Canadian TV station, surveyed employees and decided to replace the annual Christmas party with a Winter Festivus in February. Though I voted against the idea, colleagues glared at me with one, albeit jokingly, blaming the decision on my people, even though he knew I was born in Canada. There was a time when my grandfather, like other Canadians of Asian origin, didn't have the right to vote, so I am grateful that Canada legislates inclusion. Our charter also protects freedom of religion. Yet as governments and employers work to acknowledge and respect the multicultural nature of our society, political correctness has become a one-way road that's left Christmas out in the cold. It doesn't seem to matter that Christmas is the country's most significant tradition or that Statistics Canada, 2016, said 2/3 of Canadians identify as Christian. This isn't just happening in Canada. Britain's National Equality Chief said businesses should bring back references to Christmas. He said employers who are worried about offending other religions are infringing on the religious freedom of Christians. In my opinion, we are in an era of reverse exclusion and intolerance. We don't modify greetings for Chinese New Year, Diwali, Eid and Hanukkah, but saying Merry Christmas risks giving offense, even though Christmas has a cultural significance for many non-Christians. I proudly belong to a society that fosters understanding among world religions and traditions, a country that allows us freedoms, including cultural parades. Today, too many people immigrate without integrating into Canada's great multicultural fabric. According to census data, 2016, there are close to 300 ethnic enclaves across Canada, up from just 6 in 1981. We've become more insular as a society, which hurts the ability to understand and appreciate the experiences of others. It's a shame because we all miss out. Our family's story came full circle when my mom died in 2010 at age 64. On my first visit to Costco without her, a clerk stopped me to say, "We will miss her. She was a friend to us all." So, from my Hindu family to yours, Merry Christmas. Renu Bakshi, Renu at renubakshi.com, is an award-winning former journalist who now works locally and abroad as a crisis manager and media trainer. She also offers workshops to help companies bolster their crisis readiness and grow in the process.